Well, of course, a big month of cycling coming up. It's the month of January where certainly cycling and tennis really are at the forefront. And, of course, across the weekend, Stage 1 will start on New Year's Day of this year's Mitchell and Bay Cycling Classic. Down in Geelong, it heads to Port Arlington, to Williamstown as well. And great to catch up with Aussie cyclists, of course, Victorian-born. Brenton Jones, good morning, Brenton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. Part of the Drepec, of course, professional cycling team and gearing up for a big January.
A big January. It kicks off on the first down here in Geelong. So I'm looking forward to riding with JLT Condor, my new team, Drepec this year. My new team for next year is JLT Condor. So I'm looking forward to riding with the British squad. They've been coming out here for the past 15 years for the Aussie summer.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, it's a great event, isn't it? You know, around Geelong, you know, this is... some pretty fast racing, Brenton, for those that are down that way, maybe holidaying or living in Geelong, down to Port Arlington, where the winds certainly pick up, Williamstown, which is a great setting. It's game on.
Definitely, and even the first stage on Ritchie Boulevard there, the spectators can sit on the nice grass hill, look at the beautiful picturesque bay there in front of Geelong on the foreshore and watch the cyclists whiz around at furious speeds and maybe see a few spills and great action from world-class stars.
And I think you finished second in a couple of the stages last year?
Yeah, I finished second in, I think, three of the stages and finished second overall behind Caleb. So it's another great start list this year. And John Trevorrow and the GTR guys do a great great job to draw some good crowds and great talent to these races.
Yeah, that's I think the really good part about the Australian Summer of Cycling is obviously we've got some we've got great talent here in Australia, but it's the internationals who come out here and obviously they they peak to be in the right condition, and it means we've got world class fields not only for this event, the Jayco Herald Sun Tour, the Road Nationals, the Tour Down Under. This is some of the best cyclists from right around the globe.
Exactly. It gives everyone here, I guess, who enjoys cycling and whether it's watching it or riding their bikes as well, they can take part in all the action and the atmosphere of how good the Aussie summer is, and it's just getting better every year. And, for a lot of people to even ride the Road Nationals course at the CA Grand Fondo, they can go online and register there and just take part on riding the course, which we're all going to tackle the brutal Buninyong climb. So there's a number of opportunities for people to get up close and personal with some superstars.
Brenton, it's a full-on caper being an elite sports person, professional cycling. Like most sports at the top level, it's brutal, it's highly competitive, and, of course, you tour around the world for the best part of the year and sometimes not based here in Australia. Take us inside your world and how you've sort of reflected back on 2016.
Yeah, 2016 for me, again, it was a great year with Drepec and a lot of countries visited and... I did a number of blocks overseas throughout Europe and Asia, and it's just fantastic to travel the world and do what I love, race bikes and race against guys from multiple countries in multiple locations around the world. And, it's a bit of travel and experience at the same time away from the bike. But to be in a sport that, you're lucky enough to get traveling around the world, that's fantastic. And like you said, it's a lot of hard hours and a lot of dedication, but it's definitely rewarding.
And I think you had a good little period through Asia.
Yep, for sure. I think Tour of Korea was my best result this year. I think I had two stage wins there and finished up with the sprinter's jersey. So that was a fantastic race there as well.
What's sort of the aim for you in 2017 in a sport of inches and seconds that can separate cyclists? I mean, just trying to find that extra edge. What's sort of been on the agenda to try and be a little bit better?
Yeah, I think those goals are definitely coming down to the sprinter as a sprinter. It's about positioning. So I think I'd like to really work on my positioning and give myself the best chance come the finish of every race. If I put myself in the right position, then I've got nothing to regret crossing the line if I get beaten by a better rider. So I think there's some small goals like that with my own performance. But look, results are the main thing that everybody looks at. So to start the season off well for JLT Condor here at the Mitchell and Bay Cycling Classic would be fantastic.
What about just the technology of bikes and, I suppose, the continued evolution in that area, Brenton?
Yeah, for sure. This year, I think I'll be on Camp Agnolo, the group set, and I've got the electronic EPS system. So there's a lot of guys, and you know, whether racing or recreational cyclists that are going to the electronic group sets, which make it really nice and handy. And don't forget to charge your battery, but you'll get to have a smooth gears, which is fantastic.
You mentioned Caleb Ewan. I mean, I sort of, you know, was in this seat last year when he won a couple of those stages. We know he's a great sprinter, and I'm not sure, you know, how close you and Caleb are, or if it's just totally competitive. But he's obviously a man who's got a great future. Tell us about your head-to-head battles in the past, and obviously you'd love to get one up on him at the Mitchelton Bay Cycling Classic.
For sure, I'd love to get one up on Caleb. You know, he is beatable. He's a nice guy. We have mutual respect for each other, and you know, we don't know each other that well. Obviously, crossing paths in the racing on the start line, but we both respect each other for who we are as cyclists and as racers. You know, you pin a number on, and it's first across the line. So, look, I'm looking forward to doing battle with Caleb again in the Bay Crits, and you know, all the best to him. He's a great Aussie talent, but again, he's beatable, and I would like to see myself on the top step this week.
And just around the world, you know, the sport of cycling, I mean, like any sport, I mean, you know, it goes through ups and downs, and you know, highs and lows. What about the sport universally now? I mean, you're going to a lot of, you know, corners of the globe. What's sort of the reaction of fans? And obviously in Europe, you know, it's a major passion for people.
For sure. I think there's a lot of people that can relate to the European passion, and having experienced that the past 2 years, the love for the sport over there is huge. It's definitely growing in Australia. As I mentioned, the Aussie summer, that's increasing every year now, and the spectators can see that. And it's on our back doorstep, which is fantastic. But for Europe, Europe cycling is their number one sport, pretty much. It's growing every year here, but also over there. And look, it's a lot of financial uncertainty for many teams, and this year's been a tough year for guys to get contracts and for teams that are folded. But I think it's about hanging tough and getting something of a support set up for the riders to continue doing what we love.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to seeing you, of course, at the Mitchelton Bay Cycling Classic Stage 1. The men will kick off at 6 o'clock at Ritchie Boulevard down there in Geelong at the waterfront there. It's a great little setting to start the Classic. On to Port Arlington, to Williamstown. We'll have plenty of updates on the SEN over the next few days. Good luck for not only this part of the campaign, but the entire 2017. Brendan, hope it goes well for you.
Cheers. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.